Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. William Hallal. Bill is a longtime Brain Trust member. His website is TechCast, TechCast.org. Did I spell that right, Bill?
Yes, that's right.
So check that out. And his book is called Technology's Promise. And I encourage you to read it as well. Bill is, folks, he's a national treasure. I mean, your work, Bill, over the years, on you know, whether it be in aerospace or in education, has been leading edge and world class, and I congratulate you on a great career. You've got some other you've used the case study of Blockbuster and Netflix in the previous segment. You've got a couple more too, don't you?
Yes, it's part of an article I have coming out called Business Strategy for the Technology Revolution.
What's a good example of that would be of two companies or even one company that's doing a good job with technology and strategy?
You mean in addition to Netflix? Well, the other companies are Apple, I think, has done a marvelous job. It's amazing. Another company that was dying about 10, 15 years ago, and now it's one of the most biggest companies. It exceeds IBM in terms of its sales and capital value. And it's considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. It's just amazing what Steve Jobs did in about 10 years.
Well, and the thing is his success has been with devices. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, so much of the success in the last 20 years has been with digital things, you know, virtual resources, and he's actually creating new devices, things you can hold.
Well, that's the genius of what he's done. You know, he really spends a lot of time, he and his people, it's not just Jobs anymore, because he's tried to institutionalize the talents he has that made the company great, because he's not going to be there much longer. Everybody knows that. But they focus on discovering a product, not just inventing a product. That by that they mean to find out where is the technology going and what is the niche that that product, that future product that doesn't yet exist, What could that product? What should that product look like? They're discovering it. There's a need out there, and you've got to find out what that is. And that's what they do, and they do it.
And you know, Bill, when small businesses listen to you talking about Apple, a lot of times I think they think, well, what's that got to do with me? But I'll tell you, folks, all Apple did was to say, you know, what would people like? Let's ask people what they would like. Let's ask people what they would use, and let's try to give them that. If you have a diner, a dry cleaners, a tire store, a manufacturing company, a distribution company, a wholesaling, whatever it may be, the technology, incremental applications and pricing that's available off the shelf for small business today gives every small business owner out there the ability to, within their little world, to do things very similar to what Apple did. What do you think, Bill?
I think so, but I don't think you can do it with customer research, because customers don't know how to judge a product that doesn't exist. Apple makes
But I'm not just talking about products, though, Bill, because I'm talking about there are a lot of things that customers want to be connected with now, the way they want to be served, the way they want you to be part of their community. They know what that is, or they're now discovering it. And if you don't know what that is, you're going to become irrelevant. Here's what I've been saying, Bill, and I would like your thoughts on this. In the second decade of the 21st century, it's not enough just to be competitive. You can be competitive and still become irrelevant. What do you think about that statement?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you're right about asking customers about service, for instance. That's one of the things that Netflix did that was so brilliant. Reed Hastings learned, the CEO of Netflix, that the idea of charging people for every movie and then charging late fees, which is what Blockbuster did, was a loser. People feel they're being dunned for every movie. If they keep it a little too long, they have to pay another $5 or $10. And so we just went to a service, unlimited use. You can get as many movies as you want, keep them as long as they want. So the focus was on providing a convenient service. And the software is just beautiful. Their site is, I think, a model of good software design.
Right.
It's intuitive.
Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Folks, Bill, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the years that you've been a great member of our Brain Trust. I'm proud of the work that you're doing. Dr. William Hallal, ladies and gentlemen, techcast.org. His book is called Technology Promise. Hope you check it out when you get a chance, and we'll have Bill back on with some more really good stuff real soon. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to wrap it up for this hour, but I'll be back after the news. Stay with me. I'll be back then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.